The first speaker is Eduardo Ochoa, followed by Luis Villanueva and Karen Figueroa. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be a very busy day. As you can see, we have a very full auditorium. I hope that you won't cheer every time someone comes down here, please. Mr. Ochoa, one of our teachers, I believe.
Yes. My name is Eduardo Enrique Ochoa, teacher at Lincoln High School and member of the Association of Raza Educators. April 22, 2008, teachers, parents, and students today stand together, and with one voice, we reaffirm our commitment and our passion for education. Today, we stand with one voice, and together we defend our classrooms from the criminal budget cuts that have been proposed by elected officials. For education, if indeed is real, knows no borders and must promote tolerance and solidarity among all people. It must be relevant, particularly to the communities that are disenfranchised, politically marginalized, and socially discriminated. Education is a path towards justice, dignity, and peace. Education is not only our future, it is also, and most importantly, our present. As the state government prepares to gouge our present and cut off our future, we call upon all educators, parents, students to organize in defense of education. It is a shameful day when elected officials would rather invest in JROTC programs, train students in use of guns, and install shooting ranges on places of learning than provide students with books, with relevant curriculums, with a path towards higher education. Those in power are preparing our youth for war as the pink slips are the present. We cannot sit by and have this government destroy our schools so they can finance the destruction of humanity abroad. At Lincoln, as an avid teacher at Lincoln High School, six of my students who went through an application process, an interview, parent consent, parent conversations, decided to withdraw from the AVID program, which is a college prep program, to enter the JROTC program. Two of which have gone back to AVID because they found out that they were going to be taught to shoot guns on a school campus. Parents and community members are surprised every single time we talk about the fact that 13 of our schools in our district are teaching students to shoot guns. Two shootings happened in the Lincoln area this weekend alone. Okay. A student cried in my classroom because her friend was killed by Chicano Park. And we are teaching our students to shoot on our school campuses. There's an argument made that JROTC teaches discipline. ASB, AVID, art, music, every single class teaches discipline without using tools that are banned by the zero tolerance policy and that promote violence and take lives.
Mr. Ochoa, would you please wrap it up?
Why do we teach our students to use firearms, a weapon which is used to kill? Please get rid of all the gun ranges. And that is what we're asking for, not the removal of JROTC, all the gun ranges. And these are 1,000 more signatures from community members in the San Diego Unified School District. We left 1,000 last time. This is 1,000 more. Just let us know how many we need for you to listen to us.
Mr. Villanueva, I'm afraid that if this continues, we're going to have to reduce the amount of time that we have available for speakers to speak, and we'll have to just stop speakers completely. So we really want to hear all of you. We really do. But please respect the time constraints at 2 minutes. And if we can't do that, then unfortunately we can only spend a certain amount of time on this. But Mr. Villanueva, would you please?
I'm going to make sure it's only 2 minutes.
Thank you.
My name is Luis Villanueva. My last official visit to this room was in 2007 as Teacher of the Year for Mission Bay High School, where I still work. First of all, I want to make clear the position of the community organizations that I represent today. We are not against eliminating JROTC. We are in opposition to the shooting ranges in our district and angered by the questionable ways that students are being put into the JROTC program. I know that Superintendent Kirir has asked to hear from those who are not members of traditional school organizations. I am here to speak on behalf of a large population in our district that is often silent because the Latino parents come from a culture where school decisions are not questioned. I have spoken to hundreds of parents, students, and community members about the shooting ranges. The reaction is always the same, disbelief and anger, when they hear that our district is teaching children how to shoot guns. Are you aware that the San Diego weapons training issue was recently featured on an international Spanish news program? The other disturbing situation that I see daily is that students are enrolled in JROTC without having requested it, without parental consent, and without understanding of the program. Parents sign forms that are only in English, if they even sign them at all. This is against California educational code. It is illegal and it has to stop. I have worked so hard to give my students the confidence and vision they need to go to college. At Mission Bay, we are eliminating ABET, AP, KC Prep, and other academic classes. How is it that we don't have money for academics, but we have money for shooting ranges and marksmanship instruction? Cesar Chavez said, nonviolence takes more guts than violence.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. The next speaker is Karen Figueroa.
My name is Karen Figueroa. I'm a senior at Mission Bay High School, and today I wanted to talk about students being enrolled into JROTC without their consent. At the beginning of the school year, my schedule read physical education, which was actually JROTC. I was put in the class without parental consent and without having requested it. I found out that this wasn't a class I needed to graduate, and the class I actually needed to graduate wasn't even on my schedule. So I decided to transfer out, and no was given to me as an answer. So the head counselor said that if I transferred out, I would have to take an F for the semester. I was forced to stay one more month to be able to be transferred out. JROTC should be for students who request it and not for those who are lied into it. Many kids are still being placed in JROTC that don't ask for it, and I know it's happening at other schools. I want to go to college, and I want good classes that will help me get there. Mission Bay administration say that they want to give us choices, but they're taking away our academic classes, leaving us with none. We're students and we're the future. If you're really interested in our education, give us classes that will help us succeed. There are many angry parents, students, and teachers from Mission Bay, Lincoln, Hoover, Point Loma, San Diego High School, and we've walked out, we've protested. What else do you want us to do? Do you want us to stay home, walk out more? Or do you want us to gather all the schools in the San Diego district until, because we're not going to stop until you do something about our situation.
Okay, our next speaker is Mark Smith, followed by Michael Hom, and then Pat Hom, please.
My name is Mark Smith, and I thought we had a no-gun policy. When I saw a picture of students in schools holding guns, I put a petition up on the internet, and if you look at it, it's got signatures from people in various states as well as in California, and from people all over the world, Canada, Germany, Switzerland, Australia, South Africa. This is an outrage. It's an international outrage. There are some people who are arguing about whether a pellet gun is a gun. You know, what the meaning of is, right? It's a pellet gun. A gun is a gun. If you say no guns in school, I've heard of kids being suspended for a toy gun. No guns in school. If you can't understand what no guns means, How can you expect kids to understand? Thank you.
This is Michael Hom, followed by Pat Hom, and then Rick Jonko.
Hello, my name is Michael Hom, and I am from 1340 Germany Street. All right. And I am a student at Mission Bay High School and a proud student of the JRTC program. Now, as that gentleman just said that guns should not be allowed in school, well, it is an actual sport, and that is just like saying that basketball is bad, or football, you know, encouraging kids to hit each other. It's a sport. It's an Olympic thing as well. So shooting is a acceptable thing, and on the part of some people saying that JRTC is a recruiting station, that is completely false. I have never once been asked to join the military. I am personally slightly interested in joining it myself, but I have never, ever been told to join the military or suggested to do so. Some people say that students that come from JRTC, they go to the military later. That's mostly because most of the kids that are in there come from military families and are proud to do so, to serve their country. And that's pretty much all I have to say.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Excuse me, Mr. DeBitt. Mr. Hom? Michael?
I have a question.
Excuse me.
There. Excuse me.
Mr. Hom? Mr. DeBitt, I'd like to ask you a question.
Yeah, a real quick question. I just make it as short as I can. You talked about sports.
Yes.
Do kids do sports after school practice?
Yes, they do.
Does ROTC do after school practice?
Yes, they do.
Do they get letters?
Yes, sir.
And do kids in sports not have to attend PE?
Hmm? Oh, they
do
have
kids
PE.
In sports that say they're football players.
Yes.
Do they not have to attend a PE class during the day?
They have
they get out of it.
They have a fourth period PE class, which is their sport.
Their sports is after school, you said.
Well, they have after school practice as well. They have practice.
All right, so okay, ROTC doesn't operate the same way as sports.
Well, no, there is ROTC. It's a period. So they can have marksmanship during that period as well as after school practice.
Fair enough. Thank
so
you.
So it is exactly the same thing.
Thank you. Pat Hom, please. Let's, you know, it took a lot of courage to stand up.
Yes.
Please stop. That's not,
my name is
that's
Patricia
not
Hom.
Behavior. Ms. Hom, thank you.
I reside at 1340 Tourmaline Street in Pacific Beach. I'm a parent volunteer at Mission Bay High School. I serve on the PTO board, the SSC board, the Mission Bay Band Boosters board, basketball boosters, etc. Been around the campus for about 6 years. Anyway, in the time that I've been there, I've spoken to over hundreds of students as well who have had a desire for junior ROTC at Mission Bay. For many years, I've been asked by many students why we do not provide that program. So now that we had the opportunity to bring it to the school, we had over 100 students sign up voluntarily for the program and are enrolled. Now, these are students who chose to take the program. We do not have any other class at that school that had 100 students sign up for it. Not one. Now, John, I'm respectfully... Mr. DeBeck,
I agree with
why
you.
Any source of income? In your motion, you had stated that you didn't want to have it funded by any source of income. And
well,
I'm,
sure, but that's already been done, so
right,
my motion's
moved. Move on. I like to work with facts, so let's just say that the JROTC air rifle ranges within the San Diego Unified School District violate no school policies. They are in full compliance with the federal and state law. Two, all marksmanship and safety instructors are military-trained and civilian marksmanship program certified, and they are recertified yearly. The air rifle marksmanship program is 100% safe. It has been 100% safe without any incident for the past 87 years in this district. As mentioned, air rifle marksmanship, as my son mentioned, is a NCAA and Olympic sport. Many of these students are told to take this, and they receive scholarships to go on to college when they do so. They choose to take the program and follow it up further in their careers. We have a 4x4 schedule at our school now. That gives the kids 8 opportunities to take courses throughout the year as opposed to 6 that what they had before. They now have more opportunities. We are IB, not AP, and that's what happened to AP. Thank you.
Thank you.
By the way,
next
Pat,
speaker.
Pat, I have a comment to you. Friends can disagree. Friends can disagree.
The next speaker is Rick Jankow, followed by Gloria Davison. Is it Jankow or John?
Jankow.
Thank you.
I should have given you a phonetic spelling.
No, I thought it was close.
A lot of people mess up the name. Thank you very much for hearing me today. My name is Rick Jankow. I am with the Project on Youth and Non-Military Opportunities, a volunteer organization that formed in San Diego County in 1984. I'd like to respond to a couple of misconceptions and some misinformation that we've heard about the reforms that are being requested by the community today. One of the main ones is that there are people in this auditorium, including on the dais, that seem to think that the petitions that you've been given from a couple of thousand people are asking you to disband the JROTC program. That is not the case. The petitions are asking that you take action to make sure the district is in compliance with state law, and that you put an end to some excesses of the program that people find very objectionable, including the firing ranges and the involuntary placement in the program. You've heard people say that students are requesting it and that you get parent consent forms. And in fact, the interim coordinator of the junior ROTC program has stated that a parent consent form is required. These are the administrative procedures that govern the junior ROTC program in your district. I've gone through them. Nowhere in these procedures does it say that a consent form is required. If the district agrees with us that there should be consent, then we invite you to please pass the policy statement that we've asked you to pass, which would be to mandate it, to say that nobody is to be put in the program unless they submit a consent form prior to being put into the program. And also, this business about it helping for students get into college is just not true. The credits do not count towards college admission. And what the program coordinator has mentioned is financial aid, has mentioned some scholarships and appointment to military academies. Well, guess what? For the most part, to get those scholarships and appointments, you have to join the military. And yet we have people here claiming that the program is not a recruiting program. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Gloria Davison. I live at 408-50 Sanibel Circle. As a 1973 graduate of Lincoln High School, as a United States Army veteran, as a parent, and as a concerned citizen, I am here today to clearly and unequivocally state my unwavering opposition to the frighteningly misguided reality of weapons ranges located on our high school campuses. Like the Chicago School District in 1999 and countless other school districts around the nation, it is time for the San Diego Unified School District to get weapons training and weapons ranges off our school campuses. My message is yes to teachers, administrators, nurses, counselors, and classified personnel. No to air rifles, lead pellets, weapons training, weapons ranges. The message is clear. Our kids need academic excellence, not weapons training. As a basic training drill sergeant, I taught M16 marksmanship when I was a basic training drill sergeant. It's the sort of thing that can be taught in 6 weeks, and when a person becomes an adult and joins the military, their drill sergeant will teach them how to shoot the M16. That is not what kids go to school for. San Diego Unified is in the midst of a budget crisis. I come from a family of teachers. We need those counselors, principals, vice principals, nurses, and 630 classroom teachers. Their jobs are in jeopardy. They have been pink-slipped. You need to find every penny you can to keep those teachers doing what they do best. And if that means stopping weapons ranges, then do so. I'm not advocating the suspension of JROTC, but at a minimum, stop the weapons ranges. The message is unambiguous. Air rifles, no. Weapons, no. Training, no. Education, yes. Possibilities, yes. A promising future, yes. Teachers, yes. Please join us. Let's fully fund education and academic excellence.
Okay, before we take up You did pretty well. Thank you.
Very well.
You did very well. You did pretty well. Before we take up our next item, though, we're going to take a 5-minute break. Thank you.